Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Friday, November 30th, 2012. Here's a look at what's coming up.
Tonight on the InfoWars Nightly News, present-day mind control looks back at its Sirhan roots. Then, put a wolf in the hen house? Warren Buffett seems to think it's a great idea. And fly the zero privacy obligation skies. The FAA wants your privacy. All that and more coming up on the InfoWars Nightly News.
You know, a trained psychiatric professional can put someone under hypnosis and tell them to commit certain acts very easily. For example, Sirhan, who was blamed for the murder of Robert Kennedy, well, he was put under hypnosis several times by a psychiatrist in his jail cell where he reenacted the murder. I mean, they had him under complete hypnosis in under 10 minutes. And this was back in 1969. So you can imagine what government psychiatrists can do with mind control subjects and government patsies in our era. In fact, it looks like another shadow patsy has risen, and this time the mind control is connected to gun control. And of course, I am talking about the Batman massacre in Aurora, Colorado, which has resulted in damaging consequences on our struggle for gun rights. And recently, an alleged inmate of the Batman massacre culprit, James Holmes, he claims that the shooter told him he was programmed to carry out the massacre by an evil therapist. Now, I know this sounds like sci-fi movie or something straight out of Hollywood, but look, the CIA's use of mind control to create killers is a matter of historical record. So it's not sci-fi, it is a fact. We know about MKUltra, the covert and illegal CIA human research program, which, according to 14-year CIA veteran Victor Marchetti, the MKUltra program is still ongoing and has never really been abandoned. So was James Holmes, the Batman shooter, a victim of mind control? Was he a modern-day Manchurian candidate? For more on this, we go now to a special report by David Knight.
I'm David Knight with the InfoWars Nightly News. Now, yesterday, two related stories broke on Drudge Report and elsewhere nationally. The first one was from Infowars.com, and it talked about an update to the Batman shooter killings. Now, in that update, an inmate was told by James Holmes that he was programmed to kill by an evil therapist. He felt like he was in a video game, and he said music from the soundtrack was a trigger for him to kill. Now, the other story concerns the death of a CIA scientist in 1953. Now, both sides agree that Dr. Frank Olson died from a fall through a closed window with the curtains drawn at the high-rise Statler Hotel. They also agree that he was given 9 days earlier a brandy that was laced with LSD in a CIA meeting. But after 60 years, Frank Olson's family has filed suit alleging that the CIA murdered their father because he was going to resign. Why would he resign? Because he was horrified by the biological and chemical experiments that he had witnessed while working at the CIA. Now, a 2009 book titled A Terrible Mistake, The Murder of Frank Olson and the CIA's Secret Cold War Experiments by H.P. Albarelli does an excellent job of chronicling not only the death of Dr. Olson, but the key roles that Nazi war criminals and Japanese war criminals played in developing these programs for the CIA. It also discusses the origins of the MKUltra program and the assassination programs that the CIA created at that time. Now, one of the problems I have with the book is that it takes the naive position that these experiments have stopped. Really? Do we really have a kinder and gentler CIA? Well, yes, 20 years after Dr. Olson's murder, some of the dark secrets of the CIA were revealed during the Church Committee as well as the Rockefeller Commission hearings. You may recall then director of the CIA, William Colby, demonstrating a heart attack gun.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, and a special one was developed which potentially would be able to enter the target without perception.
But the CIA and many in power at the time were very angry about that. And William Colby was replaced by George H.W. Bush. The Olson family had at that time been looking for justice for 20 years. And in the background, some familiar names were obstructing that justice. Donald Rumsfeld was then the White House chief of staff, and Dick Cheney was a White House assistant. And it was discovered 10 years ago by a history researcher in the President Ford Library that the two of them were conspiring in memos to cover up Dr. Frank Olson's death. This is what they found in a memo between Dick Cheney and Don Rumsfeld. The Olson lawyers will seek to explore all the circumstances of Dr. Olson's employment, as well as those concerning his death. In any trial, it may become apparent that we're concealing evidence for national security reasons, and any settlement or judgment reached thereafter could be perceived as money paid to cover up the activities of the CIA. Well, in fact, they did pay money to the Olson family during the Ford administration. It was kind of hush money, but what the family really wanted was justice. What the family really wanted was truth. And there hasn't been a change of heart at the CIA. There really wasn't even a change of regime in power. Rumsfeld and Cheney were still players at the time of September 11th. And the Bushes had significant ties to bin Laden. Now, the book A Terrible Mistake does a great job of laying out the ruthless origins of these assassination and mind control programs, as well as biological and chemical weapons. It does a great job of explaining to people who may not have understood the origins of these programs and the parts that war criminals from Nazi Germany and from Japan played in this. But over the years, they have not backed off from these programs. Instead, they've continued to refine these programs so that today they're more adept at hiding them, as well as more sophisticated technologically.
Grandfathers are kind of simply psychiatrists, editors of moving academic journals. One of the most amazing things I found out about brain electrical implants. I found dozens and dozens of viruses from UCLA.
And just as they experimented and killed scientists who worked with them 60 years ago, they still experiment and use scientists who work with them, like James Holmes, the Batman shooter. I'm David Knight for InfoWars Nightly News.
And you know, after watching that report by David Knight, I thought it would be interesting to talk to an expert on mind control. And we are now joined by the author of Controlling the Human Mind, The Technologies of Political Control, or Tools for Peak Performance. Welcome to the program, Dr. Nick Begich.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always good to be with you folks. And I wish everyone well this holiday and Christmas season.
Well, thanks for joining us. And, you know, I wanted to get your opinion on the allegations that are being made by an alleged inmate of the Batman shooter, James Holmes, who claims that he was a victim of mind control.
Well, you know, that's interesting because, you know, this comes up often. In fact, the idea of what, you know, film is called the Manchurian Candidate actually is a concept that was developed by the Central Intelligence Agency. In fact, it goes back to work starting in the 1920s with a gentleman named Estabrook. And Dr. Estabrook was sort of the pioneer in this area. He believed you could create what he called the super spy. And in fact, by the 1960s, actually admitted he had done this, creating completely new personalities within people that could be triggered so they could function in exactly that way, sort of the hidden column, if you will, of the super spy or a Manchurian candidate, as modern film would characterize it.
Well, yeah, and there's also a lot of similarities between the Batman shooter and, for example, Sirhan Sirhan, who is, you know, the patsy, if you will, for the murder of Robert Kennedy. Both of these guys were described as behaving as if they were in a trance. They can't recall the events of the shooting. And, you know, both of them have eyewitnesses that reported that there was more than one gunman on the scene. And, and what about the use of drugs? You know, we know about the LSD experiments in, let's say, back in the days of MK Ultra, but now we have sodium pentothal or devil's breath. You know, are these drugs being used for mind control as well?
Sure. There were actually several drugs that were utilized. In fact, that's what mostly came out in the Church Committee hearings of 1975 and then the subsequent report from the Rockefeller Commission on the activities of the Central Intelligence Agency. All that was absolutely proven. But there are many other methods for affecting human behavior. The frequency following response, which is triggered by flickering light, which the Batman theater killer or alleged killer was actually involved in some of that at the Salk Institute. You know, the idea of using electromagnetic fields or light, sound, a lot of different ways and techniques were developed for influencing human behavior and creating a very, very deep trance-like state where, at least according to Estabrook, 1 in 5 people could be programmed to be these sort of sleeper elements that could be triggered later with post-hypnotic suggestion.
Well, that's kind of scary stuff, and that makes me also want to get your take on mass mind control, you know, the old Edward Bernays, or if you will, the modern day Edward Bernays style of, or formula, I should say, of controlling the masses. How is that being conducted today, and what do you think, what's in the future, what's in store for the future of mass mind control?
Well, this is really important because none of it's really regulated, and yet there's many, many studies. In fact, in our book, Controlling the Human Mind, in the video that goes along with it, we cite over 250 sources showing the evolution of the technology, the patents, I mean, the detail behind the technologies. You can utilize any electromagnetic carrier, radio, TV, the internet, to actually influence the behavior of people on a mass basis. But the absolute simplest method is inflict the population with fear or anxiety, which, of course, we see that every day in the economic and political news. But once you've done that, you've essentially shut down the higher order thinking that humans are capable of. Fear is the simplest method, but mass media, a simple complex signal could be produced, put into the airwaves, if you will, and then just a standard news report indicting some ethnic group or some organization with being the responsible for all of our ills would turn a tremendous amount of popular anger towards those kind of groups. In fact, Persinger at Laurentian University actually talked about this, published a paper on it in 1995. And this work continues. The Defense Intelligence Agency, in the past, you've got DARPA today involved in a lot of work, current contracts being let to the University of California for mind effects or mind control. The Navy issued new protocols in 2006 for mind control experiments. But the idea of prisoners being used really goes back quite a ways. In fact, it was prisoners, orphans, those that were essentially disenfranchised that were used in these experiments, and it was Secretary of Energy O'Leary during the Clinton administration that admitted 500,000 victims in the United States of non-consensual experiments, including the mind control victims of the MK Ultra era, as well as the experiments that continue to this day.
So that's right. So MK Ultra continues. It's just assumed under a different name.
Right.
And I imagine it's expanded as well. What do you think, you know, how big is this thing? How big is this network? How many psychologists, psychiatrists are involved? What's it evolved into modern day?
It's huge, and it's really a cooperative agreement between academic institutions and the military-industrial complex. The three together working together in this area, probably hundreds and hundreds of individuals. The most recent contracts, again, led by DARPA, for creating what they're calling electronic telepathy, being able to monitor brain activity in real time, determine what people are actually thinking, creating then complex signals and sending information back to those individuals. And this doesn't involve any kind of implants, just modeling the human brain. And what everyone's been waiting for and is here today are the complex computer systems that can do this and the complex signal generators that can do this. So the work continues. Again, we've cited it in our past work, and I know Alex has covered this from time to time. This is an extremely important area. I consider fundamentally the most important area of technology expansions today. When you talk about interfering with the mind, what we're really talking about is interfering with free will, something that even God will not do.
Exactly. Well, I certainly appreciate you joining us today, and I certainly look forward to reading Controlling the Human Mind. I just found out we are carrying this, so it is available at the InfoWars Shop bookstore, and I, for one, will be checking that out this weekend. And just a reminder to our viewers, Dr. Nick Begich is also the co-author of Angels Don't Play This Harp. We have DVDs on the Harp, the update, Angels Still Don't Play This Harp, and we have the DVD on Mind Control, A Brave Brave New World, or Enhancing Human Performance. Dr. Nick Begich, thanks again for joining us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. When people finish those books and videos, send them to your congressional representatives. Let them look at them. They're all very well footnoted, and it's a good way, a good Christmas present for your congressional delegation this year. And thank you for having me.
All right, great advice. Thanks again. And now, speaking of mind control, those of you who might have got a chance to catch some football games over the past holiday weekend, you might have noticed a certain commercial that was played over and over again during the entire weekend, and it was a patriotic salute to the American way of life by none other than J.P. Morgan. And that's because none are so hopelessly enslaved as those who falsely believe they are free. Here's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here to report on one of the most sickening displays of high-tech propaganda I have ever witnessed. Since the week of Thanksgiving, the airwaves have been bombarded with a commercial paid for and produced by J.P. Morgan Chase, showing iconic images of soldiers returning home and the 9/11 attacks and people toasting each other over turkeys, the very essence of Americana. It looks like it was directed by Steven Spielberg. Let's analyze and break down this sickening piece of propaganda.
Let's give thanks for an idea, a grand idea called America.
Deftly conjuring an image that only existed in Norman Rockwell's America, we are then told finally that this image of a beautiful and strong America is brought to you by J.P. Morgan Chase, the very authors of our decline and eventual collapse. It is incredibly painful to see them putting out this pro-family, pro-America image so that they can brand themselves to it, so they can tie themselves to it, when they are at the heart of destroying our republic and taking this country into debt bondage. Let's analyze this piece a little bit further. Imagine the cold-blooded calculation that when you're all sitting around watching the football game after enjoying the turkey with your family, grandma's there, the grandchildren are there, the fire's going, and you're bombarded every 10 minutes, because I was watching football with family as well, with J.P. Morgan Chase, J.P. Morgan Chase. They bring you America. They bring you prosperity. They bring you freedom when they are steering this country towards economic collapse, because that's how they conquer you, is by economic fraud. They want you in debt to them for nothing but zeros and ones that they created fraudulently on their derivative sheet. In his farewell address to Congress, Ron Paul pointed out who the real enemy is, the megabanks. He called them authoritarian psychopaths.
Psychopathic authoritarians endorse government-initiated force to change the world.
He went on to point out the fact that when Americans lost their homes, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and others got bailed out.
Why did the big banks, the large corporations and foreign banks and foreign central banks get bailed out in 2008, and the middle class lost their jobs and their homes?
The megabanks, led by J.P. Morgan Chase, over the last few decades put their operatives into all the major regulatory positions.
I think the truth is that Wall Street regulates the Congress. They have untold, unlimited amounts of money, money which they use, by the way, to get the deregulation.
Then they implode the economy in 2008, threaten martial law if the government doesn't sign on to their too-big-to-fail derivatives. And they did the same thing in Europe. Three bailouts later, the people are more poor than ever. The taxes are sky high. And the tax money is going to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, and others, who again brag that they've conquered the world.
Aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks. Because, and we'd love to be slaves of the economy, but the economic numbers continue to do nothing but trend.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge?
If authoritarianism leads to poverty and war and less freedom for all individuals, and is controlled by rich special interests, The people should be begging for liberty.
I think it's important to also note that they say America is about being a free market.
Free markets, free enterprise, and free refills.
So J.P. Morgan Chase implies that they are free market when their entire business model is designed around government bailouts and government contracts. And when Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan are at the core of pushing planned economies via Agenda 21, their business model is shutting down their competition using government regulation and then exempting themselves from those regulations while becoming bloated on the blood, sweat, and tears of the American people via corporate welfare.
The circumstances surrounding J.P. Morgan, is how big an opportunity is this right now?
The American people are angry at Wall Street. You know what they want? They want our financial institutions to invest in the real economy. They want Wall Street to be lending money to businesses.
J.P. Morgan claims they want to get America moving in this ad, that they want to see that entrepreneurial spirit thrive. While making investments in China, where they have no carbon tax, J.P. Morgan is at the center of driving a program to shut down the majority of power plants in the country and, quote, bankrupt coal, which is projected to more than double the price of electricity. J.P. Morgan Chase and the other five megabanks are diametrically opposed to a real free market and a true system with competition and private property. They can only exist via a government license to operate their private Federal Reserve. While people like Jamie Dimon, who they're now pushing to be the new Treasury Secretary, sits on the highest levels of the private Federal Reserve Board while he sits as the head of J.P. Morgan Chase, giving trillions of dollars of free credit to himself and his shareholders. That gives new meaning to conflict of interest and Fox guarding the hen house. And who owns the private Federal Reserve? The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. 12 years ago, they merged their banks. In 2012, they publicly merged their family fortunes. I'm not just talking to people in the United States. I'm talking to humans worldwide. We are under bankster occupation. They think you're stupid. They think you don't understand finance. They think you don't understand what fraud is. This is a criminal takeover by a group of globalists that have given themselves unlimited capital through fiat fraudulent derivatives. I want to close with a quote by one of our greatest founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson, because he understood who the enemy was 230 plus years ago. We need to understand who the enemy is today. If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issue of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered. I believe that banking institutions are more dangerous to our liberties than standing armies. The issuing power should be taken from the banks and restored to the people to whom it properly belongs. Thomas Jefferson, the issuing power. They can issue unlimited fraudulent derivatives paper and then have government sign on to the fraud they created and declare us their debt slaves. I'm Alex Jones for InfoWars.com. And if you are watching this transmission, remember, you are the resistance.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. The InfoWars Nightly News will continue right after this, so stick around.
As Skynet continues to rise, most Americans have no idea the arsenal their own government is prepared to use against them. Walking weapons and unmanned drones that will find their way to U.S. soil if they haven't already. But the future is not written in stone. Join InfoWars for the first ever drone mob December 8th at Zilker Park in Austin, Texas. This family-friendly event is to inform the public of the weapons that target us. Bring your own drones and spy planes as we make the statement that we don't want our weapons turned against us. Be there at 11 a.m. There will be some amazing giveaways and even a video contest. So bring your camera, because whoever films the best drone video at the event and posts it up on YouTube will receive 1,000 Federal Reserve notes. And be sure to use the hashtag DroneMob on Twitter and visit InfoWars.com for more details.
Recently, the Harvard School of Health looked at more than a dozen scientific studies concerning fluoride and confirmed what countless other scientists have been documenting for decades. Sodium fluoride in the body reduces IQ and increases cancers. You see, the aluminum industry and the fertilizer industries would have to pay to store all the toxic waste they produce. But instead, they get our counties and cities to pay to put the poison in our water. It's not just fluoride we're getting, but lead, mercury, arsenic. The list goes on. And a lot of this toxic waste comes from China. Unfortunately, fluoride and its derivatives are only one of hundreds of toxins being added to our drinking water. We're battling the globalists on so many fronts. Health is an area where we can all take control of our lives, and it all starts with that basic building block of water. It is time to purify our family's water. The ProPure filtration system with added fluoride filters is the best system from my research to protect you and your family. InfoWarsStore.com already has the lowest prices on ProPure water filtration. But until December 10th, we are going to offer 15% off the already lowest price. I know what I'm giving my family this Christmas. ProPure. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 15% off the already lowest price out there with the code WATER15. WATER15 and you get 15% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Alex Jones here with some very important breaking news. The latest edition of InfoWars magazine, December 2012, is out. And no, we don't really cover people that think that the world is going to end on December 21st. We are predicting the world will not end, but we are predicting that the end of our free republic may take place if people don't wake up and get aggressive and angry and speak out against what's happening. This man wants your guns. That is the cover of the 60-page glossy magazine, jam-packed with information and the truth. And you know what they say, the truth will set you free. You can buy the magazine at cost in bulk in groups of 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, right up to 100 to give everyone you know. And believe me, people will open this up. It is full of unbelievably powerful graphics, cartoons. We've got artist profiles on patriots out there that are exposing the globalists. And it's got several articles breaking down the facts that Obama and his globalist controllers want to disarm the American people and are going to try to ban all semi-autos. The facts are in this magazine, and this is the most important of the four issues we have ever put out. And when you do sign up for the subscription, you don't just get 12 in the mail. When supplies last of the previous issues, we will put back issues like the November issue, Zombies, Are You a Zombie?, breaking down how television has put the general public into a trance-like state. You will get that when you sign up for the next 12 issues in December of 2012. Now, you're out there watching saying, Alex, we know all about the New World Order, and yes, the magazine's a great thing, but why should we support it? Well, you're also supporting free speech and print 2.0. With the internet kill switches coming in and all the rest of this, it's important to have physical copies that are out there, just like the founders did in the 10 years leading up to the Revolutionary War in 1776. They put out their little primitive broadsheets printed on both sides, pointing out the crimes of the crown, and that helped organize and awake the public to finally win the physical victory when war and conflict unfortunately came. My goal is to expose the globalist and to win the info war so it doesn't become a physical war. We've seen Hillary Clinton saying that they're winning the info war. Top globalist Zbigniew Brzezinski says that nationalism is growing and that people are waking up against outside forces because of populism and alternative media. This particular issue of the magazine is the one to give friends and family. It's the one to put under the tree or in the stocking. It's the one to leave at church. It's the one to leave at the dentist office. This is the one, the December issue of InfoWars Magazine with Ron Paul, the attack on the Second Amendment, the police state, the GMO takeover. It's all there and all available at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Get your subscription or buy the magazines in bulk today. I'm Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. Until next time, remember, if you're watching this, if you're receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. Next up, we have some interesting news on what some people consider a U-turn by the Senate as they move to eliminate the indefinite detention provision of the National Defense Authorization Act. As you recall, despite the screams and protest from the American people, Congress overwhelmingly supported the passage of the NDAA, which allows the indefinite detention of American citizens without charge, without judge, jury, or trial, basically the end of due process as we know it. And wouldn't you know it, 86% of U.S. senators supported the measure, and it was initially signed by President Barack Obama while Americans partied on New Year's Eve last year. And remember, Obama, he originally said he wasn't going to sign it, and then he turned around and did so anyway. Now, senators who, you know, they more than likely never even read the bill to begin with, now they've made a U-turn. And, they want one of the most controversial provisions to be amended. And that, of course, is the indefinite detention of U.S. citizens. Senator Dianne Feinstein says there needs to be an amendment to the NDAA that states federal authorities do not have the authorization to apprehend U.S. citizens and hold them indefinitely. She is also backed by a handful of other senators. And, you know, while this sounds like it might be a step in the right direction, as far as I'm concerned, a little too late. They should have never passed the NDAA bill to begin with. And look, at this point, it's not even clear whether or not the amendment will even get a vote. So it could all be more smoke and mirrors. Meanwhile, you know, you can learn more about the efforts to amend the NDAA in an article posted right there by Kurt Nimmo. And it's on InfoWars.com. It's called 2013 NDAA Expands the Power of Military to Detain Citizens. So while some congressmen and senators, you know, like Feinstein and Rand Paul, they are trying to amend certain provisions of the NDAA, others are trying to expand it. So it's two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. And it looks like nobody is out there trying to entirely, you know, abolish the NDAA in its entirety. That's a shame. And that's nobody but Ron Paul. And unfortunately, he is on his way out. So there you go. Now, I don't know if you heard about this, but former President George H.W. Bush, well, he was hospitalized recently in Houston for bronchitis. Now, look, he is 88 years old, and, he's not getting any younger, and it looks like he is suffering from lots of health effects recently. And for more on the legacy of George Herbert Walker Bush, here is a look of that legacy by none other than Alex Jones.
Alex Jones here reporting for InfoWars.com. I was driving through Houston and came across the George Bush Monument. They've got them at the airports here. They've got them all over. And it's just amazing when you actually know history and know that his father, George Herbert Walker Bush's father, grandfather to George W. Bush, Prescott Bush, was the top Nazi under Brown Brother Harriman here in the United States. It came out in the different hearings. And this is a guy openly promoting world government. This is a guy openly pushing planetary tyranny. Right there, there's one of his famous 1991 New World Order global government quotes. A guy who supported the assault weapons ban. If you want to know why Barack Obama won, it's because he's designed to win. The Rockefeller Republicans are there to be placeholders to make sure the United States can be moved towards the model of China. When he was ambassador to China in the mid-1970s, before being CIA director, they went in and got him to set up the one-child policy and the planned staged economy to use China to leverage out the rest of the free world. Total globalist puppet. Always groveling after tyranny, just like his father did for the Nazis and the McCormick-Dickstein committee hearings. And it wasn't that they were even Nazis. They were just groveling up to the fascist order in an attempt to socially climb. Well, later they found the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and went from just being a backwater Nazi agents to being a major political dynasty here in the United States. And all of the idiot Obama supporters that constantly call my radio show and I see you on the YouTube video saying, aha, your guy lost, Mitt Romney lost. Mitt Romney was designed to lose. Mitt Romney was a placeholder. The fact that you chose Obama and not even the fake conservatism shows you bought into socialism, collectivism that's bankrupted and destroyed every country. But that's what the robber barons want. They want you dependent. They want to consolidate control of this society. And until you figure that out and stop thinking the government's your friend when it's run by a bunch of foreign banks that brag that they've conquered this country, until you realize what the New World Order is in their definition, in the Times of London, in the Associated Press, when they brag a corporate, global, anti-free market, monopoly government that wants to shut you and your family down. George Herbert Walker Bush, what a disgusting dynasty, and his son and all of it, to destroy the idea of constitutional libertarian ideas. And it's worked like a charm to drive people into the arms of the peace President Obama, launching all his wars and trillions in banker bailouts and NDAA and expanding the Patriot Act and all of it. That's how they manipulate a shallow, dumbed-down population. So there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Disgusting monuments all over the place. Oh, look at him. He came to Texas and worked hard. Come over here, Richard. He came to Texas for his CIA front and started his little fake oil company, Zapata Oil, CIA front, and the Bay of Pigs and all the rest of it. Oh, and then let's go right over here. Oh, they helped bring down the Berlin Wall. Pure crap. Gorbachev, other New World Order guy, the Presidio. All of it. This disgusting garbage right here. And then let's go right over here. Oh, his son being sworn in so the megabanks could stage 9/11 and bring in their police state when the public now knows they run al-Qaeda against Libya and Syria. And oh, the number one terror threat is conservatives, gun owners, returning veterans. This is how you manipulate people, and the dialectic. So funny. All right, that's it. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com. And I'm here at the George Herbert Walker Bush memorial to tyranny and the destruction of America and driving a stake through our heart. Congratulations, Republican Party. Congratulations, Democrats. You've helped America become totally conquered by foreign fascistic megabanks to carry out their agenda of euthanasia against this population via the soft kill program of genetic and chemical and biological warfare known as eugenics. And if you don't know what eugenics is, that's the reason cancer rates are up by over 3,000% on average. Pediatric cancer is up by 10,000%. You're being murdered by the government you love so much. Alex Jones signing off for InfoWars.com.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order, a new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
All right. Thank you, Alex. Now, real quick, a couple more news items before we close out. According to the FAA, unmanned drone operators have zero privacy obligations. That's right. The authorities are gearing up to gather private information on Americans by the use of drones. Remember, the FAA, they also admitted, a few months ago that they expect somewhere in the realm of 30,000 drones in operation in U.S. airspace by the year 2020. And now the FAA says they are not obligated to protect your privacy. They will be spying on you and me. The article is posted on our website, Infowars.com. Check it out. And speaking of drones, Infowars announces the first ever drone mob and video contest. This sounds like a lot of fun. This is going to be held at Zilker Park in Austin, Texas on December 8th. And we attempt to shine a spotlight on the use of unmanned drones by the government. We'll try not to shoot any down this time. You know, Congress is actually pushing the FAA to hand drone oversight to the Department of Homeland Security. So that can't be good. So please join us. Come on out. Meet the InfoWars crew. Alex Jones has announced there will be a $1,000 prize for best drone video filmed at the event. Sounds like a lot of fun. I hope to see you all there. That brings us to our quote of the day. This one by John Wayne. Courage is being scared to death and saddling up anyway. Sounds like the InfoWars motto. And who was it? What, Billy the Kid said, regulators, saddle up. It's another one of my favorites. Hey, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will resume, Lord willing, next Monday through Friday, 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Until then, I hope you all have a blessed weekend. We'll see you back right here on Monday. Good night.